Welcome to the Quiero.com Spanish Property Podcast, where we interview people who recently purchased their dream home in Spain. They tell us what worked, what didn't, and what they'd do differently next time. I'm Beth Davison, and today I'm speaking with Carol, originally from Northamptonshire, who purchased her dream home in Cuevas del Almanzora. Although it's a recent purchase for Carol, she was living in Spain prior to this, so is already a convert to the weather and the way of life. What she was looking for this time was a more definitively Spanish lifestyle. She worked with estate agent Spanish property experts to find her dream home. Check out the show notes at quiero.com/podcast to find links and resources mentioned in this episode.
My name's Carol. I'm retired. We have just bought an apartment in Cuevas del Almanzora, Almería.
And how did the process start for you guys? How long have you been talking about it?
On and off for quite a while. But we decided in January we were going to do it. And we liked the area. So we started looking. And Bob's your uncle. We got the keys 2 weeks ago.
Amazing. Such a good feeling. So how did the looking process start? Did you just sort of head to a computer and type it into Google? What was the first step?
It was just property for sale, Almería. And there are thousands. And it was just trawling through of something that we like the look of at the right price. It has to have a lot of outdoor space for us because we've got a lot where we live now. And we've got two dogs. So that was important. But we just loved that area. So it was just narrowing it down and getting in touch with an agent and going to have a look, basically.
Yeah, fantastic. So you already had in your mind kind of what you wanted. Did you know number of bedrooms? Did you know that you wanted an apartment? Mm-hmm. What did you know already that you had definitive that you took to an agent?
We knew definitely it had to have two bedrooms, outdoor space, modern. And that was it, really.
Okay, great. So quite a broad spectrum to work with.
It was because we hadn't looked at any Spanish properties before. We were quite open, but I think we did want something newish. We didn't want to go in and start refurbing a place at all.
Fair enough. And is that just because it felt like you just wanted it to be up and running so that you could arrive straight away and you knew how you wanted to use it?
Basically, we're getting too old for that life. You know, I want it all done. I don't want to be living in chaos. Yeah. I've been there, done that. Didn't want to do it again. So that was a big reason.
Fair enough. And for people who haven't been to the region, what was it about that specific part of Spain that you loved?
It's just beautiful. You've got the coastline, which is great. It's not heavily built up at all. Along the coast there, but just a little bit inland, you've got the mountains and you've got these crazy mountains. So they look like lunar landscapes. And it's very, very pretty. Actually, that was another big thing. We wanted views, mountain views, or here we've just got olive groves and mountains. And, you know, that was quite important as well. And they have it all. And also, it seems quite a good place for bargains. Whereas where we live now, it seems quite a bit more expensive.
Right. Interesting. And so did you have a strict budget in mind? Was there room for scope? And how did you feel like value for money? You've said that you felt like you got a bargain.
We did. Our budget was because you have to think about what you've got to pay extra. You know, the 8% property tax, the notary, solicitor, it all adds up. So we reckon that our maximum budget was €40,000 and then added another 15% on for all the fees, etc.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And it's just about worked out like that, but we've still got a lot more to pay out because the place isn't finished. It needs finishing off. It hasn't got water and electricity.
Okay, so having said that you wanted something that needed no work done to it, did you manage to stick to that? Does it need any structural stuff doing to it?
No. It's new. It's never been lived in.
Oh, lovely. It just needs turning on. Okay.
Yeah, so we get someone else to do that.
And so when you took all of this to your agent and you said kind of this many beds, this is our budget and this is our area, what did they come back to you with?
Well, we'd already chosen the ones we wanted to see. So he said, right, come and visit. We booked into a hotel for a couple of nights, went over there, and he just drove us around. So we'd already said to him, this is what we want to see. He did come up with a couple more, but we'd already decided where we wanted to look at, if that makes sense.
And did the viewings make any difference to you? Because I've spoken to people who didn't view at all and just bought from what they saw online, which always feels quite brave. Yeah. And then I've spoken to people who viewed for years before they made a decision. And you sound like you were somewhere in the middle of that. But did the viewings really help?
Oh, they did. Because the one that I set my heart on, we went to see one apartment and I said, no, this isn't for us, this isn't for us, because I got my heart set on the next one. And when you actually see something on the internet, you can't really tell, you can't. And it was something silly, like it had a spiral staircase up to the roof solarium. And I thought, we can't do this. We can't go up and down here all the time. So it was ruled out completely. And yet that was the one I've set my heart on.
It is funny when that happens, though, when you walk into a place and suddenly it's not what you imagined at all.
No, because photographs, you can't tell. And people who have bought from the internet are so brave.
Yeah.
Very brave. I couldn't do it.
But, you know, it works out. I do sort of believe that it depends what makes you feel comfortable. And so for you, viewing was imperative. And when you walked into the house, the apartment that ended up being yours, did you feel comfortable? What was your first thought as you walked through that door?
Well, even first when we saw, and I said, no, I don't want this. It's too small.
Ah, interesting.
I know. And because I wasn't interested in it as much as the next one. So when we said, well, we can't do the spiral staircase, I said, I wouldn't mind going back and look at that one again. So we did the following day and it seemed to have grown. It had doubled in size.
Wow. So it's all about the headspace that you're in when you walk in.
Yeah. And then it was, I want this one and I've got to have it. So it had gone from, you know, I completely turned it on its head.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. It's great that you felt that way the next time you went in. And so then were you able to kind of say then and there that you wanted it? Did you go away and have a chat? How quick was the process from that point?
It was very quick. We went to see another one, another apartment in another town. But we didn't even go into it because we just thought, no. But while the agent was doing something else, we sat and had a long chat. And we both said, yeah, let's go for it. So we told him. And it started from there. And I think it took 4 weeks from start to finish.
Wow, that is quick. Amazing. So I was going to say, were there any parts of the process that you found particularly difficult? But it sounds like maybe not.
Well, luckily, we got our agent, who is now a mate of ours, and our solicitor was good. And at one time, I said, because we were dealing directly with a bank, they're very, very conscious about money laundering, etc. And it seemed stressful at the time, but it was still very quick.
It seems so much quicker than the UK process, perhaps. It's surprising.
It is.
And how have you found, so 2 weeks since you got the keys, how have you found it since then? Are you settling in? Talk to me a little bit about the Spanish lifestyle.
We're not living there yet. We're still in our old place.
When do you plan on moving?
Well, we sold our place 2 days ago, actually, where we live now. We sold it 2 days ago. That's a very quick process. It's a mobile home, so it's done very, very quickly. And they want to move in on the 1st of May. So we've got nearly 2 months to get all the water and electric sorted. And we're going over Monday just to take some bits and pieces, and we'll do it gradually over the next few weeks.
Oh, amazing. Does it feel exciting? Does it feel like it's going to be a big change?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. I've been packing this morning. You know, I've got all these boxes outside. And when I heard that we'd sold this place, where we are now, I packed, it was so silly, I packed 4 mugs and 4 wine glasses and put them in a box. And I put them to one side and I've written on it, mugs and wine glasses. But I just had to do something because I was all over the place.
Hey, plus that's tea and wine. Those are two of the most important.
It is, I
know.
That's
two of the most important
so
drinks.
Important. Two of those. I'll probably stick some chocolate biscuits in as well.
But, there we go. You're made.
But I have been very excited. I must admit.
What do you think is exciting you most about the Spanish lifestyle?
At the moment, we live, like I said, on a mobile home park. And it's all Brit. And we want to be in amongst the Spanish people more. We want to be able to learn the language rather than just think, oh, well, everyone here speaks English, so you don't have to try. And there are lovely people. We went over to the new apartment to slap some paint up. And we've already spoken to the guy in the apartment downstairs and the lady across the road. And, you know, they're just a nice people. I don't know what else to say, really.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I think a lot of people talk about the socialising, that this has sort of opened up for them. And there is a whole community of Brits mm-hmm. or expats, but there is also the Spanish lifestyle that people really want to get involved in. How is your Spanish?
I'm not too bad, because I'll give it a go. I will try anything. And like when I go in the shops, and I'll point to something, and the young girl will tell me what it is in Spanish. And they don't mind me making a mistake, because they're quite happy to help you. And they like, but the worst thing is when you're trying to speak Spanish and they come back in fluent English.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, no.
Yeah, you hadn't fooled them. It's always a bit of a down, disheartening moment.
I mean, there was once that we went somewhere up to the lakes and we went to this restaurant and I asked the girl, I thought in my pigeon Spanish, is it okay to bring the dog in? And she said, it'd be much better if you spoke English to me. She was from Manchester.
Oh, there we go. And so we haven't actually talked about the dogs much, but it's interesting. How has that process been, finding somewhere that was going to be suitable for pets, but also the moving process with pets? Have you prepared for that?
Well, no, because we live in Spain now. We're just going to stick them in the car and take them. When we first moved to Spain, we had two other dogs who left us now. But so they came by transport. There are so many places in the UK that do pet transport.
Right.
So that's how they came here. It takes about 2 days by road, maybe 3 days. But these two that we have now, well, we'll just stick them in the car and hit the road.
Oh, bless them. It'll be exciting. It's going to be great. And what about family and friends? What do they make of this move?
They think it's great. They've always been behind us. You know, when we wanted to live in Spain 7 years ago, they were, you know, go for it. And yes, they're just really excited. It's a different place for them to come on holiday.
Yeah, totally. And now it's going to be somewhere new for them to explore.
That's right, because they're so used to this place now. They like locals themselves, but now it's going to be somewhere different, like you say, for them to go and check it all out.
And over the 7 years that you've lived in Spain, has it changed at all?
Not that I've noticed. But like I said, if I'd been living in a Spanish community, that might be different. But no, I haven't.
And I think that's kind of almost a testament to you feeling very comfortable there and life feeling very comfortable there. Did you settle in very quickly? Has the last 7 years just felt like life in Spain was absolutely the right choice for you?
For me, yes. I got here and I just said, I love it here. I love it. My husband joined me a month later because he had to finish work and he hated it. There's no compromise here. I loved it. He hated it. It took him about a year to love it too, but it was just because he'd given up work. So he worked all his life. He'd given up work on the Friday. He joined me on the Sunday, and he had no work to go to. So it wasn't the place. It wasn't Spain. It was the work thing.
Yeah, totally. A massive change in lifestyle, and suddenly so much free time. Was that the issue?
Well, it was, but he found loads to do since. I mean, he's very handy with his hands. What he's done to this place is amazing. And what he'll do to the next place will be just as good. But I think it was just not having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work and all that sort of thing. It was just a shock to his system. For me, I just embraced it. I loved it.
Plus, you're in Spain. Does the weather help with that? Can you go out and, you know, enjoy the sunshine?
Of course you can. You know, we've had the most beautiful February. It's gorgeous again today. My husband had to pop back to the UK for about 4 days and it was cold and wet.
Yeah, I can assure you that is how it is here right now.
Yes, and grey. And I just know, you know, we've got friends coming around for dinner on Sunday. And I know it's going to be a nice day. If you plan barbecues in the summer, no matter what day in the summer, it's going to be beautiful. So it does make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, coming to the end of my questions, but my last one was, if you were going to give some advice to someone thinking about doing the same thing, what would your pieces of advice be?
Set yourself a budget and double it. Start with. Because you think you bring all your stuff, but you're always going to make things better. And we thought we could live on a certain amount each month. And it's not expensive to live here, but I wanted to buy things for the home. You know, things for the outside garden, you know, pots and plants and garden furniture.
Yeah, you're building a home, so you want to be able to do those things.
And also you're building a home in a different climate, so you can have loads and loads of pots. You can have all these yuccas and palms and they don't die in the winter, you know.
Yeah.
But also research. Be very, very sure, because if you get here and you're unhappy, it's pretty grim.
And it sounds like that just do your research and make sure you know what it is that you're coming to, because it is a big change.
It is, yeah. And always, always visit, even if it's for a week, to the sort of area where you think you want to go. And you get the feel of it. You might think, no, this isn't for me. I'll try the place down the coast or somewhere else. Don't just, well, some people do just jump into, you know, both feet. But they're braver than me.
And keep an eye out for spiral staircases. That's presumably the other piece of information.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for talking me through that. And congratulations on getting the keys.
Thank you very much.
I hope it all goes very well when you guys get in there.
Okay. Thanks, Beth.
Brilliant. Cheers, Carol. Thanks.
Cheers, Ben.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to Carol for sharing her experiences and to Spanish property experts for making this episode possible. I love that Carol can now have yuccas and palms, and that there'll be nowhere near a spiral staircase. Remember, if you like what you've heard, you can search this agent's properties and more on Quiero.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. This podcast is produced by Quiero.com. Our mission is to connect you with estate agents and properties throughout Spain. Whether your dream home is a rustic farmhouse surrounded by olive groves or a lock-up-and-leave apartment on the seafront, you'll find everything you need at Quiero.com. We love hearing how these podcast episodes have helped you find your dream home in Spain. Please do continue to share your feedback with us. And if you've enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate you taking the time to review and rate our podcast on iTunes or your preferred podcast listening app. Your feedback, reviews, and ratings help us reach and connect more people with their dream home in Spain. And when you're ready, here are four ways we can help you. Ask a question by emailing beth@quiero.com. We'll try and answer them all in an upcoming Q&A episode. Get a location guide by emailing beth@quiero.com. We'll reply with the latest data and information on the areas you're interested in. Calculate your budget. Simply visit quiero.com/budget, enter two numbers, and you're done. Be our guest. If you've already purchased your home in Spain, we would love for you to share your story on the podcast. Just email beth@quiero.com and we'll take it from there. Tune in next time when I catch up with John from Hertfordshire, who bought his dream home in Doña Pepa in Alicante. He talks me through the nerves of steel you have to have when you're a cash buyer. I'm Beth Davison, and you've been listening to the Quiero.com Spanish Property Podcast. I'll see you next time.